everyone, and welcome to the Historic Normandy Show, the podcast that leaves no stone unturned. His name was René, and he was 16 years old. He lived with his parents in Rue Jacquard, on the left bank of Rouen, the capital of Normandy. This street still exists. It has nothing really special. It is located between the Rue Saint-Julien and the Rue Louis Blanc, close to the Botanical Garden. In this beautiful summer of 1914, the war obviously occupied all minds, and it was believed that it would be quick and short. No one then could imagine the long years of anguish and horror that were to follow. Nor could one know that this appalling conflict would forever upset the whole of European society and bring the world into a new era. René was employed in a pharmacy, and the pharmacist was very satisfied with this boy, perfectly punctual, attentive to his work, and pleasant company. Everyone found him nice, efficient, and sympathetic. But now René could only think of one thing: to join the army, to go to war, to defend Normandy and France, arms in hand, against a fierce enemy. Like most young people of the time, René was carried away by a great wind of patriotism and a strong sense of duty. To get involved and go and fight to save the nation, well, it was obvious to him. He then presented himself to the military office, determined to take part in the events immediately. His enthusiasm was rapidly dampened, for the recruiter informed him that they weren't hiring such young people after all, and sent him home. Willing to carry out his project in spite of everything, René quickly made acquaintances among the English soldiers stationed in Rouen. He was doing them little services. He knew how to make himself appreciated, and of course he told them that he wanted to go fight by whatever means. While hanging out with the British, he even made the effort to start jabbering a little English, a few words, a few expressions, and that made his new friends laugh. One night, in a smoky bar, they ended up saying to him, probably just jokingly,
"If you cannot join the French army, why not try the British army?"
Well, it hadn't fallen on deaf ears. A bit later, one evening, he returned to his parents, wearing a khaki uniform of His Majesty. In front of their astonished expression, he announced to them that he had managed to be accepted as a soldier by the British army. And we do not really know how the case was settled, but anyway, it was not really legal, because he had obviously not signed any paper. Still, this time, he was really on his way to an exciting adventure. On August 10, 1914, René left Rouen, embarked on the ship with the English as far as Saint-Nazaire, then he was sent to Paris and Soissons. At this stage, nobody expected him to go skewer the enemy with a bayonet. During all the weeks that followed, he was entrusted with odd jobs, especially housekeeping duties. He worked first in the kitchens, then in the medical trains, before going up to the north of France and crossing the border to go to Belgium. At that time, René did not feel very well. A few days passed, but he fell really ill. His condition was perhaps not very serious, we do not really know, but it was worrying enough. So the English quickly repatriated him to Boulogne to be admitted to a French hospital, and there, surprise! They realized that this boy was not on any list and was not part of any battalion. And he was refused admission to the hospital. He then had to come back on his own to Rouen for treatment, to Rouen where his parents, who were very decent people, were still absolutely convinced that their son was really legally engaged as he had told them. René arrived at Saint-Sever station. Today the Rouen railway station is located on the right bank, but in 1914 it was on the left bank. This station was built in 1843. It was inaugurated by the Duke of Nemours. Nowadays it no longer exists. It was destroyed by the bombardments of 1944 and never rebuilt. René asked an employee for information. It was a very bad idea. The man stared at him, giving him a suspicious look. A young boy all alone in an English uniform, but speaking French without the slightest accent, well, it was weird. The employee called for reinforcements. The railway workers abruptly seized the unfortunate teenager and summoned the police forces who accused René of illegally wearing a uniform in time of war. In other words, court-martial. In other words, a conviction without appeal. In other words, a death sentence. René was immediately taken before the public prosecutor, to whom he gave a detailed account of the incredible situation in which he found himself. One can imagine the amazement of the lawyer. And contrary to all expectations, the prosecutor took an extraordinary decision. No doubt moved by such an unwavering desire to defend his country, he did not condemn René, but on the contrary, handed him over to the British authorities, who finally accepted him, officially. So it was finally as an Englishman that René, the little Norman, set out towards his destiny. You see, this account is incredible. And yet, it is absolutely true. The facts were reported in the local press of the time, where I discovered them in the archives. This affair, you will have noticed, raises many questions. And in particular, how is it possible that the British military authorities allowed a young Frenchman who spoke only three words of English to wear their uniform, to join their army, and be entrusted with responsibilities without any supporting documents or official papers, without being part of any defined battalion? It is strange. We also don't really know what happened next, what his journey was, which front he was sent to, and if he survived. Was he slaughtered in his youth, wading through a filthy mud mixed with blood coming out of a trench, like hundreds of thousands of others? On the contrary, did he manage to survive the massacre and return to his Normandy to live his life there, and who knows, find happiness? So it's true, a lot of pieces are missing in our puzzle. But the adventure of this teen boy, viscerally convinced to make the right choice, is further proof that history is a complex and fascinating tapestry made of modest personal stories, deeply human, beyond the great statesmen, the great feats of arms, and the complexities of politics. René, thanks to his determination and also perhaps a little with the unconsciousness of his age, had finally achieved his goal, to participate actively in this terrible conflict, this atrocious war that we believed to be the last. I look forward to seeing you soon for new discoveries in the Historic Normandy show. And don't forget to subscribe to make sure you don't miss the next episodes. But for now, bye!